You're listening to SBS News.
The Australian Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economics forecast isn't sunny, predicting the lowest winter crop yield in a decade. Extended drought has eroded quantity and quality of domestic crops. Farm revenues are expected to drop by 12%, and regional New South Wales farmers are among those struggling most. The National Farmers Federation is the peak independent industry body representing more than 50,000 farmers. Chief Executive Tony Maher says weather conditions are having the biggest impact on Australian farmers.
The drought's the most important issue at the moment, right across the country. Winter crops, you know, summer crops, if they don't come through this year, then it will have an impact on livestock production.
Terry Brett lives outside Mudgee in regional New South Wales on a drought-stricken beef cattle farm.
That looks not looking great, I've got to admit. We came down here to make a future for the family, to get bigger and hopefully the family could come back on the farm, but that's really hard to plan for now.
Grains make up 15% of Australia's total exports, according to a new report by the Australian Bureau of Agricultural and Resource Economics, ABARES. That revenue is expected to fall significantly this year. Wheat price is expected to fall by 6% to $318 a tonne, and coarse grains like barley are forecast to fall in price by 13% to $280 per tonne. But prices are up for some of the sector. As other regions contend with African swine flu, demand for Aussie lamb and beef has risen. Peter Gooday is the chief commodity analyst for ABARES.
We're expecting exports to be down by about 11% this year compared to last, so that to come in at about $44 billion, so that's, you know, around about $4 billion less.
Another issue impacting the farming sector is global trade. China is Australia's most significant agricultural trade partner, and it's currently involved in an escalating trade war with the White House. Mr. Gooday says the real pain for Australian farmers could come from a long-term regional economic slowdown.
Slower growth, even though it would still be growth in China and the rest of Asia, means that there'll be less of those moving through, and potentially they'll be demanding less of our product than they otherwise would have.
The Prime Minister is committed to forming policy to grow the farming sector to $100 billion by 2030. Analysts say the goal will be a lot easier to reach if the country gets the rain it needs. Camille Bianchi, SBS News.